Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida. Two pros and a heck and humor on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Networks On the Tee Florida. Streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStream.com. On this July 8th, we're brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as we tee it up with John Rieger, PGA of America, golf bro, and the mayor up there at Crescent Beach, Florida. And, you know, I said two pros and a hack. Across from me is Bill Buttner, of course, the former Eckerd College head coach for 21 years, currently at St. Pete's Country Club, and the man with the plan down here. So two pros and the hack. And then the entertainment, the humor, the producer, Tom Gribben, in the house today. And it's good to see you, fellas.
We're glad to be here.
At our age.
And look, Bill is here. I thought he was going to be in North Carolina this week.
Yeah, those rainy days, you know, they just have spent somewhere else.
And we've got John Rieger. Of course, he is quite the sailor. He and Wild Bill got stranded this Monday when we were doing the show. They've got some pictures of it. They were out in a boat and had to call. Who'd you call, John Rieger, as we bring you into the conversation? I saw you guys were in harm's way, possibly, and kind of put a damper on your day.
Well, it wasn't too much of a damper. He called Towboats U.S., and it's just like the AAA American Automobile Association. You have your towing insurance in case you break down, and Wild Bill, he broke down. He couldn't steer the motors. In fact, they were stuck in the right position, and if you can get them straight, you can at least work one motor off of another and be able to steer, but that wasn't the case there. So we had a great day out there on the Tansas River up near St. Augustine, and right at the end of the day, we're trying to go home, and we couldn't, so we had to get towed in. You know, it took us about 30 minutes to get out to where we wanted to have a good time on the river, but it took us about 2 hours to get back in, as they tow you. Of course, they charge you by the hour on the towboat. So a good time had by all, but it was the tow of shame. You know, we're being towed in. Everybody's, you know, it's Monday, July 3rd, you know, holiday Monday, and everybody's going by you waving, and we had the tow of shame. But we got back, and we had a good time. And how did Monday night go down there? I wasn't able to listen in, but it sounded like a good time.
It went superbly, but Tom has the most important question of why you're being towed.
Did you have a full cooler when you came back in?
Well, you know, you have to have ballast when you go out, but just like coming back, we lost our ballast, so we were a little lighter, but it was easier to tow the boat that way.
Well, you said it in my text last night, let's have some fun. So we're going to have some fun, and it's a great weekend. You've got in Pebble Beach, Kerry McNally will probably be making a cameo appearance here shortly, and he knows all about Pebble Beach, where we've got the 78th Women's U.S. Open. We've got some great input from Bill Buttner, because it's kind of a surprise with two Americans on top of that leaderboard.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a beautiful thing to watch the Americans come to the top.
Well, and you you have a personal story that you want to share with us.
Yeah, fortunately, during the Brittany's turn, but during the first tee fundraiser at Brittany's tournament.
Brittany, you might want to describe to our audience.
Hey, let's come.
There you go, my man. We'll get you going.
Thank you. Brittany's won four majors.
I think four.
Four majors, and she hosts the first tee fundraiser here in St. Petersburg, And I've played in it many, many years, and I was fortunate enough to draw Bailey this past year, and she was a character and just wonderful personality. And hits a long way and very exciting to watch.
Bailey Tardy, sitting at 7-under. She certainly wasn't tardy here the last 2 days. And if you look at what happened to the world's top 10, they had a horrible day on Thursday, including our own Nelly Korda from Bradenton.
Well, I've played Pebble Beach many, many times, and it's just not a fun golf course.
Eat you up.
Oh, God, no.
John Rieger, have you had the pleasure of playing Pebble Beach?
Well, here's my Pebble Beach experience. I was out at a uh, PJ meeting out in San Francisco, and we had a choice that afternoon, either to drive up to Napa, you know, and experience some fine wines, or drive down to Pebble Beach. So I walk in that golf shop, Pebble Beach. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I walk inside there, and I'm looking up at they have rates posted, and somebody in front of me said, hey, what's it cost to play? And they said, well, it's $475. Now, this is like 20 years ago. And the person's balking at that and says, well, you have to be a hotel guest or a PGA golf professional to play. And the guy says, well, I'm neither. He says, can I rent a cart for $25 and go out? And the guy said, sure. So I get up there and I look at it. And I only have like 2.5 hours left to be able to, you know, and I was looking at the fee, and that the PGA Pro rate's like maybe $100 off or something. So I was looking at it. So I went ahead and rented a cart. And I went to the bar, got a $50 six-pack of beer, iced it down, and I stopped at every tee, every fairway, every green. And I got to the 18th tee, and I sat there, because that's the one hole at Pebble Beach. You want to really watch people play or play it yourself if you had one hole to play. Maybe in all of golf, that's a hole you'd want to play, one of the famous holes. So I'm trying to finish off my six-pack, and people kept coming up, and they go, what are you doing? I said, I'm a visiting PGA golf professional, just watching people tee off. They go, you want to hit one? I said, sure. So I probably lasted about 4 or 5 groups and hit about 20 tee shots. It was an absolutely perfect experience. And then I went in there and spent the money on green fees I was going to spend, and spend it on golf shirts and hats and all kinds of souvenir stuff. And I just had a wonderful day at Pebble Beach.
Well, you had a wonderful time at Pebble Beach. I think Tom and I might play Pebble Beach today. We're looking right now at our golf simulator. Pebble Beach, what's the hay? Pebble Beach, the hay, as Kerry McNally joins us. Is that another one of the tracks there?
Well, the hay actually is a really cool par 27, and it's right next to this amazing putting green that was designed by the man himself, Tiger Woods. So it's right next to the training facility there. If you go down to the clubhouse, the pro shop down by the first tee, right? So down by the water, it's just north of that. You get off the bus one stop before that, and you're at the hay. They also have an amazing Mexican restaurant there that is outstanding.
Throw down some margies and go play.
Absolutely,
go play.
Yeah.
A par 27, I think maybe I can.
You might be able to handle that?
Yeah.
Break 90, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the putting green. Now, you know about Pop Golf, right? Pop
absolutely.
Golf down in Sarasota.
Tiger Woods, yeah.
Right. He designed the same thing. It's undulating like you wouldn't imagine. It's just crazy. The only thing missing from it are windmills and Tom and his band. That's the only thing missing from this amazing putting odyssey, if you will. But, you know, the hay itself is a par 27, and it's just a super short little track that goes right around.
It sounds like a blast. Is that open to the public?
Absolutely. The whole thing is open to the public if you have $650 around.
Is that what it is?
It's $650 now. Oh, yeah, for a round at Pebble Beach.
At Pebble Beach.
Yeah, even the hays. I don't know what the hay is. Probably what the hay. I don't know. Like $50, $100. I don't know what it is. Actually, we didn't do that. We had lunch there.
That's what I'm playing when I get out there.
Yeah.
The hay, and I'll probably still get ate up.
It's a great way to get
still
a
bogey
experience.
Par 27
at Pinehurst. They have the Cradle, and the Cradle is the exact same thing. It's a fantastic 9-hole fun thing to do, and for $50, you go around for 100 holes.
Yeah, I actually made a hole in one once, and it was called Robbing the Cradle.
Yeah. He's the humor. I brought him into the conversation as we opened up. Of course, two pros, a hack. We've got entertainment, and we've got the humor. And he's Kerry McNally, kind enough to take some time to join us.
Good morning, guys.
Part of our entertainment team here at On the Tee, Florida. Of course, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, as we prepare next week to launch our 2-hour broadcast, and I know you're excited about that, Tom Gribben.
Yes, I am.
And Bill Butner, you'll still be here.
I will still be here.
That'll be our inaugural 2-hour show. We're going to have a party. We've got Great Bay involved.
And the bar is open.
And the bar will be open, and we're going to have plenty of giveaways.
Will there be ice pick vodka?
Very good. Right on point. We haven't even done our show notes.
Can't teach this.
Ice Pick Vodka, of course, our title sponsor, Shipyard Brewing, and our friends over there at Sea Dogs Brewery. And you and I are going to try to sneak away for breakfast this week if you're up to it.
Yeah, they have great breakfast over there. I was surprised. Sea Dogs. Hey, knock it out of the park.
At first, I thought you were kind of turning up your nose when I was trying to direct you there so we could go to the, it's been around 1,000 years, the Copper Kitchen.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love the Copper Kitchen. But you got to admit, the portions and the quality.
Not just the portions. Really, the selection is a great breakfast there. I live two blocks from there and didn't even know that.
Yeah. I used to live a half a block from there, but we'll still be going there, my friend. And, of course, they're sponsors of that, and that will be an absolute blast on Thursday from 5 to 7. We'll be on our network, of course, streaming live on floridasportsstream.com. But we've got Patty the Cart Girl be here as we will take a look over here, Terry McNally.
I'm just practicing my 9-iron. Sorry about that. That was a little loud. Oh, that one. Sorry about that, sir.
A little construction taking place up here on the 19th hole as we get ready for a lot of activity.
Oh, they're building a bigger set. You know, it's so popular, we've gone going from 1 hour to 2 hours.
Exactly.
From Saturday morning to Thursday afternoon, prime time. Listen to all that construction going on. It's really big. You look at all the people, the gallery can fit in here, Arnie's Army, all wrapped around here.
That drive time, we're on a drive time, and of course, we'll tee it off. But look what we're going to be doing. I showed this to you. Were here when she made the announcement. Patty Suzette, who is
an artist,
painter. She brought this canvas of On the Tee, and you remember the story about the mustard caper out back with the other simulator?
Yes, the mustard caper.
So in her creativity,
I read that book. It was fascinating. Not as good as Tom's, but okay.
Well, there was a mustard caper might evolve into an addition too.
Sure.
And it certainly is. So she got creative and brought some paints that she wants us all to get creative. And what was the artist's name again? Some creative guy.
Pollock.
Oh, Jackson Pollock. Yeah. Thank you. You know,
that was my approach to my love life for a long time.
Throw paint on it? Just randomly? Anyway, this is an unfinished work.
We digress. So as in her creativity, Mr. McNally, I'll get you back in the mold here.
Thank you.
We're going to on Thursday launch our own little splash.
We're
going
to finish it up with mustard colored paint.
We waited for you guys.
I have an idea. You know what we could do is we could dip
it. It scares me now.
Into different colors of paint and then toss them at it. So it leaves a little boom, a couple of little dimples.
Well, the biggest news, fellas, is that
somebody's dimples are bigger than others.
John Rager is actually going to be in the house.
Oh, great.
John Rager.
Oh, that's going to be my day.
Really?
I'm going to get here early.
The myth, the man, the legend.
John Rager.
I don't know if we can have these two greats in a room at the same time.
Definitely will be two pros, a hack, humor, and producer.
And, I love it.
John Rager, we're still on for your arrival because I've got the Elvis movie, the Elvis music already in the can.
You have his room ready?
Well, I'll have it ready.
Okay.
Don't call me on the carpet on the air.
Well, even though this is a golf show, I always get thrown a curveball. Now I understand there's going to be some painting going on. So I'm going to stop by the Dolly Museum there in St. Petersburg on the way and pick up some tips before I pick up a brush on Thursday night.
There you go.
Well, Monday night is when we broke this this exciting news with Patty. She walked in with this canvas, which I absolutely love, and then I would have been pleased with that.
Has John seen the image, the On the Tee image that she painted?
No, I need to send a picture.
You need
to
send a picture.
This shortened
week. Gregor will love this.
I'm about 72 hours behind everything with this shortened week, but I'll send that to John, and you'll be able to add your own little, what's his name again?
Jackson Pollock.
He sounds like a formula driver.
And Carrie's love life. Former.
Isn't there a guy named David Pollock who does football on ESPN? Not Are David they related? Pollock.
Yes, David Pollock, and one of my favorite guys, and he just got let go from ESPN. And he was my favorite guy on the college game day.
Game day, yeah. He's
like the young guy who's going to replace the coach. And
Lee Corso.
And they let him go.
Well, they let 20 names.
Yeah, but David Pollock, he was the future of that.
Well, and he probably wasn't as expensive as some of the guys that they let go. Anyway, that's a tragedy. That's a conversation for another day.
But you're right, John. There is a David Pollock, but he's not an artist.
Hey, you know, while we're while Carrie's out there hitting 9-irons into the 7th green at Pebble Beach on the simulator, it's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. And why not do this weather report for Yank and Crank Extreme Fine Fishing Fashion from Pebble Beach. Not that we're at Pebble Beach, but we are simulating we're at Pebble Beach. And Mark Great. Twain made a comment one time, I believe, and to paraphrase it, that the coldest day he ever spent was a summer day in San Francisco, and Pebble Beach isn't too far south of that. Right now at Pebble Beach, would you believe it, it's 54 degrees. It's sweater weather out there. And there's cloud cover, about 80%, and the winds are blowing from the northwest, 11 miles per hour. So it's a perfect maybe fall-winter day for Florida. But out there, that's what summer's like in Pebble Beach. So that's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yank and Crank, Extreme Fine Fishing Fashion.
Well, do you think that type of weather, 54 degrees, Bill Buttner, bodes well for the two Americans on top versus the Asians who aren't accustomed to, you know, that those temperatures on a consistent basis? Well, and look at our own Nelly Korda. She's not accustomed to that, Nelly, and she had a tough day.
Well, I was going to say it's still cold. The golf ball does not fly very well, and getting in the rough, and you just have to be really, really strong and hit it a long way, which favors Bailey.
And Allison Korpas, those two were no names on top of that leaderboard, and it was great to see. And, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of red, white, and blue, with the exception a couple of years ago when Nelly Korda won the U.S. Open.
Yeah, so this week should be a very exciting finish. I don't know, John got a favorite in the finish there?
Well, you know, when I think of Pebble Beach sometimes, all I can think about is an alpaca cardigan wearing sweater, alpaca sweater, Bing Crosby singing right down the middle. That's all I can think about Pebble Beach. So I think it's a toss up to see who the favorite is. But hey, the longest hitter, yep. I think definitely she would be the favorite there. She can hang on, and you know it's cold out there. Even if you're a longer hitter, well, you still got to get the ball in the hole, especially around Pebble Beach. If you hit it in the wrong spot a couple times, look at Jordan Spieth at the AT&T a couple of years back, where he almost fell into the canyon on hole number 8. So tough golf course, tough conditions. It's anybody's pick.
I agree, and I think Bailey's got a new challenge because she was first off yesterday and just lit it up with good weather, the better of the weather, shall we say, as it cooled down big time yesterday afternoon.
And as they say, she had to sleep on the lead, something she's never done before in her young career.
I'm going to go with BB on this, that I'm going to go with Bailey. I think she's my favorite for the same reasons that Bill said. You have to be long out there, but anybody that's played there, I've been very fortunate through my career, not through professional golf, but to be able to play that place 6 times. I've been there 10 times filming, but there's just so many places you can get into. We saw that with Zhang, right? Your tournament can be over on one hole just because of the design of the golf course, and then you add the wind and the cold into it, and if the wind really picks up coming off the water, it could really ruin your day.
You're listening to On the Tee Florida. That's Kerry McNally, joined by Tom Gribben, Bill Buttner, and of course John Rager up in Crescent Beach, Florida. And I tell you what, guys, towards the end of the broadcast yesterday, it got very emotional. You had Annika Sorenstam and Michelle Wee finishing their careers at the U.S. Open. And I even, you know, caught myself in a little trip back in time. But the thing, John Rager, that was the most interesting to me, and Kerry, I don't know if you saw that, but Annika, who was not going to make the cut, neither was Michelle Wee, Annika went out of bounds. And it took about 15 minutes because she was certain where her ball went out. And the ranger was trying to basically just do a favor for her. Did you see any of that, Bill?
Yep.
Tried to do a favor for her. Yeah. And Annika, and her husband's on her bag, Mike, she stood her ground. And
she wouldn't have it.
She would not have it. This is where my ball, the trajectory, into the ocean, and she explained it. And she said, well, we're good with it. The ranger kept saying, we're good with it. This an easier lie. And she would not take it. That's the competitor and attention to detail that Annika Sorenstam is.
I'm so glad you brought that up, and I'll get up on my soapbox at this point. I think this is a tremendous weekend for women's golf. It took them a long time to get the amateur at Augusta, to even get, you know, female members at Augusta. And here we are with our national championship, women at Pebble Beach. Maybe it took too long, but it's finally here. It's a great weekend for golf.
Well, and look at the purse now.
Yeah.
The purse is
$10 million. Yeah.
Which is unheard of on the LPGA. And then the really cool thing at the end of the day, Michelle Wee, who is a class act. She's matured into a really class act young lady and made her debut at 12 and 13 years of age. And the media wasn't that kind to her when she had her struggles. But and then she went to Stanford with Tiger. And, you know, it's all chronicle, excuse me, the pressure she was under. But she made about a 28-foot putt. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was impressive.
I call that the Michelle Wee.
They called it the day.
That was awesome.
Did you see that, John Rager?
Absolutely. You know, seems like it. Just about every major championship, the way the timing works, you always have somebody that's very notable, a Hall of Fame candidate or a Hall of Famer, or someone's had a storied career as being their last major. You know, we'll certainly see that at the Open Championship coming up in a couple of weeks over in the Royal Liverpool. And I think that when you look at Michelle Wee's career, she started out playing in the Publix, her first U.S. State Championship at age 10. I mean, that's remarkable. You know, so even though she's had a 20-some year career out there, you know, her highlight came when she won the 2014 U.S. Open. So, you know, she's had a long storied career in golf, especially with USJ Championships. Now she's a mom. She's married to the famous ex-basketball player's son, and Michelle Wee West now. And I think that, you know, it's just time. You know, women are a little bit different than men when it comes to longevity on the tour. They tend to not try to go out there and play for 30, 40 years. They get out there and they play, and, you know, like Laura Ochoa is one of them. There's lots of them out there that have Hall of Fame careers. They put it in a short period of time, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years. And I know that Annika, even though she's, you know, she officially retired, but she won the Women's U.S. Senior Open a couple of years ago, which got her into the U.S. Open. But this is, you know, she got an exemption to play this year, and she knows that it's time for her to step aside, because it's just the younger gals out there are hitting the ball 300 yards off the tee, and there's a ton of them out there that can play. And just like Bailey, you know, there's the young folks coming down the track here. So it was just great to see great ambassadors for the game of golf, Annika Sorenstam, Michelle Wee West, you know, with a fitting retirement and a goodbye at the Women's U.S. Open.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little LIV they were playing. And, of course, near and dear to my heart, the John Deere Classic from the Quad Cities of Iowa. And my own Zachy Johnson, the Ryder Cup captain, he's the host of a watered-down tournament of late now. So we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the tee, Florida, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action, with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island. The waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and of course, Sea Dogs. And keep in mind, folks, that this Thursday, we'll be launching our two-hour show, Drive Time, as Tom Gribben should be the promoter of this event, as you do so many other things, talking about the Drive Time. We've got an incredible lineup, two pros and a hack. We got humor, producers. I forgot, because she's not here. And we have Beauty.
Yes, Patty the Cart Girl.
Beauty and the Beast.
The Beast.
I said the Beast.
Yeah.
Beauty and the
she's
Beast.
She's also
fellas.
Brilliant and talented, too.
Oh, my
God. She's
gosh.
Not just beautiful. She's really, really bright and really talented.
And I would tell you, lucky. As the hack of this group, I'm blessed to have all of you on our team. And the future's so bright, as they say, we got to wear shades, John Rager. And now I'm going to leave it up to you, my man, to give me that LIV leaderboard, because I think you were probably diligent in doing that, or do we need to scramble?
You know what we need to do first? I mean, and I'm really proud of you, Mike, because I thought when you opened the show it was going to be all Iowa all the time since the John Deere term is being played up there right now in Des Moines. So I think it's fitting at this particular point. You guys got taken away with the leaderboard, the John Deere, because, you know, we're like 30 minutes into the broadcast and we haven't mentioned the word Iowa once yet.
I just said Zach Johnson, but you know why I didn't say Iowa? Because it's in Silvis, Illinois, across the river, the Mississippi. That's the Quad Cities. And for you people that don't really care about it, I'm still going to give you a little geography lesson.
We don't want to lose any listeners. geography, yeah, Iowa.
Will there be math later?
Will there be corn?
The minute you open my mic, we lose a listener or two.
Yeah, are going to be farm animals involved?
Hey, come on now. It's
baby.
A beautiful state, and I don't want you desecrating it on the air. My mother's listening. My mom is.
Like the animals.
Everybody in the NFL's
running for the Browns. Mom, mute it. Mute it right now. Anyway, the John Deere Classic. Of course, nothing says Iowa like the John Deere Classic, right? A tractor-sponsored event. But the world's number one tractor producer. But right now on top of that leaderboard is Cam Young sitting at 13 under. And you saw this event used to be right before the British Open. And Claire Peterson was the tournament director. And he was a very good friend of mine. And I was very fortunate to do all my shows for a decade there. So he was not getting good fields. And then he convinced John Deere, you like this idea, Tom, he convinced John Deere to get him a Learjet, a 747, that they would load up all these guys, because if you win the John Deere Classic, you automatically are eligible to play in the Open. Well, these guys would take, at the last minute on Sunday, trying to catch all these flights. Well, out of the Quad Cities, they had this 747. They'd take the players' families. They'd get done playing. And then... probably have
got to be four flights a day going into Iowa, huh?
Maybe only one of that magnitude.
You just keep teeing them up, and we're going to
counting that 727.
Only one that size, Tom Gribben. You're right. That particular day, but we do have a flight.
727 has to land in Illinois.
We still have biplanes landing in the corner, you goofball. Anyway, so as I try to give you the history behind,
they're done spraying the golf course.
Yeah. What's happened? Yeah, right up by Field of Dreams.
When you finish last in that tournament, you get a lifetime supply of manure.
Or you get the greatest sweet corn produced in the world
from the lifetime supply of manure.
That's why you need it.
Exactly.
I enjoyed the tournament. I played it like 8 times.
Oh, did you?
I didn't take that trip over there.
I can mute their mics.
You got your back there, Mike.
You want me to mute the mic so we can talk a little John Deere Classic?
Well,
you played in the 8 years.
I played it the 8 years. Great barbecue. Great things to remember. Great corn.
Don't give it an opening. Please. Please.
Not talking about the course. Great barbecue. Great corn.
There you go.
Great tournament.
A great tournament. Yeah, obviously it was the leading players went over to the Scottish Open, or they went over early, but it was very hard to get stars there at that tournament.
And we're back at that point now, with the exception of Zach, you know, who's the name, and you know, he grew up about an hour and a half from there. So he has been the face, and he was able to convince all these other players for about a decade to come and play. And then we'll throw you easy travel. We'll throw you.
There's a U.S. Open winner in the field right now, and he's in 10th place at 8 under, a guy I shared a bed with,
Lucas Glover.
There we go.
Oh, do we need
Jackson Pollock? Yeah, he rented my house when he's playing in the PGA. In Minnesota, I rented my house to him and his lovely wife.
I thought about that. Yeah. And Zach Johnson did make the cut, which is great. So as an ambassador, he will be there. And for any of you basketball players out there, I am going to mention the University of Iowa women's player, Caitlin Clark, who was the athlete of the year, and she played in the Pro-Am with Zach, and she's got some game. I don't know.
John Rager, see what you've done bringing this up.
Could you play at North Carolina, though? That's the big question.
She'd play anywhere. Final Four, baby. All right, Rager. So there's my Iowa flavor that I had to battle for. I'm beat up. My poor mom, I have to console her when I get home. She, why, honey, did you let them butcher our state?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Now that we're talking about Iowa, I played in the tournament 1 year in Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, God.
And there was one flight in all day long. I'm on the one flight in. It's like a dual, you know, propeller aircraft there. Seats about 12 people.
Here we
go. Flying in there, and the pilot goes, sir, we're gonna be in holding pattern for a while. And I'm thinking, I'm not in Atlanta or Orlando here in a holding pattern. What are you talking about? And I look down, and there's harvesters going across the runways harvesting the corn. And
you're making this up.
And literally, they're harvesting corn right next to the runways in Waterloo, Iowa. So the one flight that came in, I had like an hour delay, just circled Waterloo, Iowa, and finally got to land for the one flight that came in that day. So, Iowa. What a great place.
It is, too. But usually, usually the delay is where they got to kick around and spray the crops before they land.
And the pilot's name was Napoleon.
I will tell you this. My hometown, Sioux City, Iowa, don't go anywhere with this. And Northwest Iowa, it has a small airport. And if you go.
Of course.
If you go.
What a shocker, Mike.
If you go off the runway, have an issue. There's corn to stop you from having an accident.
Right.
So it's a safety measure in Waterloo.
The plane's on fire. Now you have popcorn.
All right. Now that's Jolly Time popcorn. That's in my hometown, too. All right. We digress. So
have we?
What takes place is now it's that watered down version. You know, it's not included in that top 20 events. I can't even concentrate now, John. I'm thinking about my poor state of 3.1 million people weeping right now as they listen. Anyway, it doesn't have the luster, and it's kind of sad. But I like to see some of the up-and-comers that just came off the Corn Ferry getting the opportunity. Jordan Spieth, you know, he became a name at the John Deere Classic, if you remember when he pitched in that time, Bill.
Absolutely. He was the one that kind of made it, you know, from a winner to go next week over to the Open. So he was one of the guys that encouraged everybody else to play.
Exactly. Yeah, he can make it there. You can make it anywhere.
Right. Well, Mike, is it time to go across the pond and talk about LIV Golf here?
Yeah, please do. Please do. Get off my home state.
We're going to talk about LIV Golf. They're at the Centurion Club in Hertfordshire, England, which is probably a place for the Saltwater Cowboys toured years ago. But that's
absolutely
just outside
in Hertfordshire. Yes, we did. We played there.
Did you really?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what? Tell us a little bit about that place. Do they have good, lager over there? Warm lager? Do they drink warm lager?
Yeah, they have the best beer.
They do.
It's not really warm. It's just at room temperature, but it's the best in England.
Well, the problem is when I went over there to play in a couple of pro-ams, it was late September, which could be room temperature could either be 52 degrees or about 80, and I was there during the heat wave, so all our lager was warm. But, hey, let's not digress here. Let's talk about LIV Golf. They're in the after the first round. They're in a rather delay right now, but they're, you know, it's a shotgun start. So after yesterday, 9-under for Mark Leishman, the Australian. I mean, what a spectacular round of golf. But he's also tied with Cam Smith from Australia. So they're both at 9-under par. They got a 3-shot lead over Louis Oosthuizen. Wait a second. We need a Bill Buttner pronunciation here. How do you pronounce Louis Louis's name?
Louis Oosthuizen.
They did a piece on him on the Golf Channel of his career to be on the PGA Championship. I mean, on the PGA and to be a champion. And he said, for the first 10 years of his career, they butchered his name, and you just about did on this broadcast, my friend.
Well, that's why we have two pros and a hack. We got that other pro that actually played golf with all these people, and he knows how to pronounce their name, which is you only get that on the Tee Florida Golf, and especially since we're talking a little bit about this, the John Rager report this week that you find on Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Plus, we added threads this week. I found the best read that you can possibly find trying to define what the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour rift is all about and how they came together with the agreement. There's a guy on Twitter, and his name is Bob Golfball. I mean, he's got a little parentheses over golf ball, but his name's actually Bob Ball. And, you know, go to the On the Tee Florida social media. Just all you got to do is hashtag On the Tee Florida or hashtag John Rager Golf or John Rager PJ, and you'll see this report out there. And it really details what's really going on, and there's so much misinformation out there, even from the people that have brokered the deal. And to close out my John Rager report here, just to let you know that it's now reported that Jay Monahan's coming back. We still don't know what was wrong with him, but he's going to come back July 17th. So he took a month off of here. So we'll see what happens when he comes back.
The pressure has just begun for Jay Monahan. Hey, let's talk about an LIV issue right now that's taking place. And, of course, you know, I have my mixed emotions about Brooks Koepka. Sometimes he could use a little filtering. But, you know, they have the team play on the LIV. Yeah. And one of his team members.
Let him down.
Yeah, Matthew Walker. But if you take a look at the leaderboard right now, look at the scores, John Rager, and see where Brooks Koepka is. I think he was plus two. He's four. He's 4-under now, so he's had a better day. But the bottom line is he was hammering. Matthew Walker on his team said he gives up, and he's only 24, and he does have some psychological issues I guess he's trying to overcome. But he just hammered the kid in media, and he was on a podcast, and I think there's a one stroke difference between the two of them.
He said he quit.
Yeah, he said he's a quitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a misquote. That's his brother that's 4-under, not Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks was at like two over when I looked this morning about 7:30. And he's 4-under. And then Walker was like 1-over.
Both.
Okay, Mike, here we go. You know, we always have to have a cleanup on aisle 6 here, or the seventh hole, as you say, on the Florida Golf here. We've got a lot of cleanup to do. One, it's the Open Championship, not the British Open Championship, okay? It's the Open Championship. Number two, you remember that dog we had on the show a couple months ago?
Yes.
Well, what do you think Matt's last name is?
I gotcha. I'm still damaged goods after having these guys attack my home state of where I was born.
He's lost the whole thing.
Number three here, it shows right here on the LIV Golf site here that anybody can actually download the app or go online to see livegolf.com. But Brooks and Chase are tied at 4-under par.
And Bill Buttner just corrected that of himself.
Thank you.
But I just thought that was tacky. You know, if you want that team to remain intact, why not encourage the kid?
It just seemed weird. That's all.
Yeah. But that's Brooks. He's unfiltered. He's brutal. Win or go home. And and even himself, when he doesn't succeed, he does whine recently about the type of tracks that he's winning on and he's not playing on. But that's another reason why Brooks Koepka, I know he's a Florida State guy, from time to time, it just annoys me. I think he's a little smug.
Bill, can you talk a little bit to the idea of coaching styles and what yours has been? You've been very successful as a coach in your, you know, after playing years, and some coaches we know, like Bobby Knight, like to yell and scream at people, and they think that that motivates them. What do you think about this little situation as far as from a coaching standpoint?
You're talking about for the Brooks side?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very close with Brooks's teacher, Warren Bakke, who I was supposed to be with. I will be.
Oh, that's who you were going to meet in North Carolina?
I'll be with him next week in North Carolina, and we talk a lot about how Brooks handles all the media and all this. And everything he talks about in coaching him is bringing him back down and going back to basics.
And you know, my friend Mark Egli, who we've had on there several times, he had an encounter with him at the PGA Championships last summer. And he said, the greatest kid in the world. He was signing autographs for the youngsters. I love that. I just think sometimes he needs to think before he speaks. And this is just one incident. I thought, that's not a team player. But he's used to golf not being a team sport. And John Rager and Bill, you're looking at this course. I still think that's rinky-dink, the way that their scores look, the names of the teams. It's Bush. It's absolutely Bush, John Rager.
Well, you know, I know you're stuck in the old school here, but here's a quick update. The team that they play on is called Smash. It's called Smash, and I just want to give you the latest update on Team Smash. Yeah, where they take the top three out of four players and, you know, as their score. And I'm looking at it right now, and maybe Captain Koepka's technique is working, because it shows here that Brooks is now 5-under and Chase is 3-under, and Matthew Wolff is 3-under. So he got a little giddy up in his saddle. Maybe it's a little tough love. Maybe the coaching style made a difference out there. So, yes, it's hard to tell. You know, maybe Brooks Koepka's style is the Vince Lombardi. I remember I have a friend of mine named Larry Smith. He played in the NFL for a number of years, and he played for the Gators. And when Vince Lombardi took over the Washington Redskins, Larry went out there. Larry's about 6'6". You know, he was a great running back, and he went out there. And Vince Lombardi's the coach, and Larry broke his nose. Okay, on the field, he just got smashed in the head running a play right up the middle, and he comes running off the field. And Lombardi walks over to him and goes, "What are you doing?" And Larry goes, "I just broke my nose, coach." And Vince Lombardi grabs him and goes, "Get back out there. Come on, let's go." So that's the way Brooks Koepka is coaching the team. Tough love, baby. Tough love.
That
style worked for Michael Jordan for years.
Oh.
Yelling at his teammates and getting everybody in line. You're right.
Was intimidating to his teammates.
That's Brooks.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. I do want to promote Monday Night Full Swing Golf Simulator League, and that starts on the 17th from 7 to 9 down here. You can go to John Rager, of course, at PGA.com for any questions. You sign up on thetflorida.com. We're going to have prizes, nightly giveaways. I'm working on a couple other creative things to get people involved. And I know, John, that you're excited about it. When we get Bill Buckner back from North Carolina, if he ever gets off the ground, we'll have Bill here as well working with me. And then he will, in August sometime, we'll start launching our opportunities for lessons up here in one of our two simulators here in the 19th hole clubhouse studios. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on the T Florida as we wind things down on this July 8th, 2023, here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back this Saturday. Join us on Saturday, July 8th at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg as the Rowdies take on Oakland Roots SC at 7:30 p.m. Experience 90 minutes of action-packed soccer you won't want to miss. Enjoy buy one, get one beers and get your tickets now by calling 727-222-2000 or visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. We'll see you at Al Lang on Saturday, July 8th at 7:30 p.m. Come on, you Rowdies.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last segment of the On the Tee Florida, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery. And I'm Mike Rickard, and Hack, two pros in the house, Bill Butner, and of course, John Rager up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. The humor with Kerry McNally and the producer, promoter, author, my friend Tom Gribben.
Sorry, Mom, about Iowa.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, you're going to have to look her in the eyes one of these days and tell her that you didn't mean it. As they're all smiling. Yeah. When we start video streaming this stuff in the next couple of weeks.
I bet she's a great cook.
My mother?
Yeah.
A lot of corn recipes.
You're waiting way too long to answer that, Mike.
Cornmeal. No, she has, everybody's mother has their specialties. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, their go-tos.
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, you're wiggling your way out of this one.
Man.
Why don't you just say yes? She's a great cook.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. She'd admit, though. Her go-tos are superb.
Swanson's Hungry Man Dinners.
No, that was one of them. Was my
back the brownie.
That was one of my last two ex-wives. And that was, yeah, that's what I lived on many, many times.
Yeah.
But we digress. Are you a chef? You have so many other talents. You probably are. I mean, in all seriousness.
Well, you guys come over to the house and you'll see what happens.
Yeah. Bring that Iowa cookbook.
I'll bring you an Iowa cookbook that'll knock your socks off. Yeah. But I don't want any.
I'll make you a seafood au gratin that'll knock your socks off.
I don't want any mystery meat.
No. This will be fresh scallops and shrimp and some grouper from right out of the Gulf.
Wow. Bill, you're going to represent me because I'm a meat and potatoes guy. I'm from Iowa, remember?
That's true, but I am a seafood guy. I'm from New England, so I got to.
I forgot you're from New England. I still think you're Tar Heel through and through. You bleed blue, and you two still got along, having his Duke background, and your North Carolina background.
Well, he always came Chapel Hill. I know that.
Yeah. Exactly. John Rager, what's on the agenda the rest of the weekend? I know you've been moving as well as I have, and it's always a fun task. You had a lot more to move than I did, but we had Kerry McNally. I think it's going around and on the T-Florida deal. Kerry McNally was moving. You're moving. Tom Gribben had moved, not too, too much.
I'm always moving.
Well, he's moving and shaking.
That's right.
Bill Butner, are you going
to
move?
I'm going to move to North Carolina here next week for about a month.
And I'm moving, but not one of my favorite things. So what's on your agenda, my man? Unpacking boxes?
Oh, shucks, Mike. Thanks for the mention there on moving there. But, I guess nobody got that pun, play on words. But anyway, here, let's go forward on talking about the
shucks.
Yeah, there you go. See, somebody caught that. Yeah, we got a bunch of comedians on the show, but I guess Mike, our game isn't at their level. You know, we're about 10 handicap when it comes to the humor, not like the scratch golfers of Gribben and McNally. But hey, want to talk about onthetfloridagolf.com? You go there and you'll see links to our sponsors, but you can sign up for our Monday Night Golf Simulator League coming up starting July 17th. So for our listeners out there on thetfloridagolf.com, you can sign up, you can pay right there, get ready to go. But also, you know, we have a free membership to On the Tee Florida, and you also go right there. It's free. You just sign up. We're getting ready. We'll do this Thursday night. We'll have a drawing for some prizes of the folks that have gone to our website or have been to Berg's and filled out the little slips of paper there. for our free membership that we're getting ready to send our first newsletter out there, have our drawing for fun stuff like Rays tickets and Rowdy's tickets and Yank and Crank hats and all kinds of fun golf merchandise out there. So we're looking forward to that. So we have a lot going on the TFloridaGolf.com website. Plus, we have all of our personalities on there with Tom and Carrie and Patty and you and I, Mike, and Bill, and wanted to reach out to them. So if you're following social media, not only just have to follow the John Reger Report, but follow On the Tee Florida, and you'll see hashtag On the Tee Florida out there. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Plus, we went ahead, and sorry, Elon Musk, but we went ahead and joined Threads, which is the, they call it the Twitter killer. We'll see what happens with that, but we're just right up to date on the Tee Florida Golf, and we have our own Threads account out there. So with that, you know, great show this week. Enjoy talking to everybody. I can't wait to get down there Thursday night. What I've got is I'm going to need six women in bikinis and one of those sleds, you know, that they carry in on. I need walk-in music, and I need some grapes, and I'll be good to go to make my entrance
next Thursday. Gribbin's a custom.
Oh, yeah. We got a custom-made tunic for you, too.
Yeah. Actually, John, this is St. Pete. There are going to be three women and three men carrying you in.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
They're going to be great-looking, young, beautiful people.
There we go.
Will there be oil involved?
Yes, of course.
All right. We digress with 4 minutes remaining left in the show. Okay, where was I going to go here? Bill Putner?
It's hard to follow that.
Yes, it is. Well, by the way, of course, I said this coming Thursday will be our first two-hour show from 5 to 7. The following Thursday, which is the 20th, it will be the Open. We're having a party with Great Bay and Ice Pick, and it will be the Open, British Open back in the day, now the Open Championship, and we will have an event for that as well. So stay tuned. We'll put that out through all of our social media. We're going to make this a weekly party from 5 to 7, Kerry.
And next Thursday, in honor of John Reger and all of us being together at the Sea Dogs, right, from 5 to 7. Is that where we're going to be?
We're here.
John Reger is coming right here.
Person live.
I will have breaking news.
Breaking news. All right. Well, we're looking forward to breaking news, and we're going to launch a
mustard. We're going to launch mustard at Patty's.
Yeah. Ketchup and mustard.
I can't believe I remember that.
You got it, finally.
Jackson Pollard.
Yeah.
My grandson's name's Jackson. Yeah, I'm from Iowa, boy.
My nephew's name is Jackson.
Yeah. Too much.
Have you mentioned that you're from Iowa?
Too much
at all at any point?
Too much corn liquor growing up.
Do they have any museums of Jackson Pollard's in Iowa?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. They may in Iowa City. Who knows? That's a very, very liberal
creative. The MoMA of Cleveland.
Exactly. All right. Your plans the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. So I am going to be playing Feathered Sound Country Club tomorrow, which has been completely reworked. Huge investment by the owner, Dale. And they have a lot of plans coming up. And so we'll have more on that next week.
And I see Seals and Croft coming to the Palladium.
Yeah, they're not them. They're gone, but they're relatives. The young
daughters?
Daughter and the son. Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like what you did with John Prine's son.
Tommy? Yes, with Tommy Prine. Same thing. Yeah.
I saw.
Except they're going to be singing Seals and Croft songs.
Oh, cool.
Tommy Prine has his own career, and he sings one or two of his dad's songs, but gotcha. He sings his own stuff.
Well, gentlemen, this has been fun. John Reger, you said we were going to have fun, and we had fun today. We always have fun on the Tee Florida. We thank you for joining us each and every day, each and every Saturday. Now, it'll be drive time on Thursdays. Easy listen, 5 to 7. Right here live from Ferg's in our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Come on up and play and experience 48 courses from across the globe. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, I'm Mike Rickard for John Reger, Kerry McNally, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Joe Bordeaux, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.